computer.
Recording in progress. Hey, cue the music.
Cue the music. Hey, so hi everyone. I've got an extra special podcast. It's the first part of a two-parter. I may stitch both together. It covers off some pretty important stuff. Really important, to be honest. Like, Brookie, it's big pants on, mate. Not as much.
All right, mate.
Yeah. Not as much funny ha-ha when you sort of find out where I'm going to lead you in this. So there's two all parts. Right. First part's you and me. I want to explain something to you. And then the second part, we're going to analyze what we discussed. Okay.
All so, right. Too much ha-ha. Pretty soon, boo-hoo.
Exactly. Hey, so my opening question to you is, did you watch the New Zealand 3,000-meter track championships that was on at Pirate Stadium, and it's on YouTube? Did you watch it? I sent you to watch it.
Yeah, I just finished watching it.
Okay. Now, what was significant about what you saw in there?
First of all, some very, very well John Walker-inspired haircuts.
Good stuff. Perfect answer. Well done. The one I was looking for. I love the answer. Absolutely.
The lady with the cheese and crackers in the stadium.
Cheese and crackers in the stadium. Yep, that was good too.
Yep.
Absolutely.
In terms of the race, what I liked was that it was oversubscribed.
Yes. Okay. I want to lean you towards a triathlon specific. Okay. I'll help out. That Taylor Reid race, and to be fair, to Taylor probably wasn't one of his better races. Okay.
No.
He was. It was. Well, you know, we all have bad days, and I still love Gizzy Boy. I'm going to write that off to just being a bad day at the office. Was there anything else in that race that was significant to the triathlon community? Ooh, tough questions,
See, now you're just throwing fastballs at a catcher with no mitt.
I am throwing. What is it? What's the fastest fastball you can throw? 95 mile an hour? 100 mile?
Yeah, 100 mile an hour.
I just threw you 100 mile an hour fastball. Did you not pick up probably the second fastest ever performance by a triathlete on the track?
With it. To be honest, I didn't even know there were any bloody triathletes in the race.
Look, I'm with you.
I had no idea.
I am with you, but you got to stay with me. Stay with me, listeners, because as juicy as it gets, right? I got a red hot scoop from the Dargaville dairy farmer.
Far away.
Yeah. And the time of 8:11 and finishing in the humble place of 11th, was James Corbett. Have you heard of James Corbett?
Yeah, I've heard the name, yeah.
Tell me about what you know about James Corbett.
All I know is that I've heard the name. I couldn't tell you anything else about him apart from that I've heard his name around the track.
Can I tell you that you are one step ahead of me in this whole conversation, right?
Yeah.
Because not only did I not know who James Corbett was, I then watched that whole 9:11, and I couldn't work out who I didn't even know who he was amongst those running.
I wouldn't be able to pick him out of a lineup.
Yeah. No, you obviously didn't because he was in the race.
No.
And he finished, wait for it. I think he finished 40 seconds ahead of Taylor Reid.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, righto.
Okay, so this is why this is a serious conversation, eh?
Well, right? That's what we want.
Yeah. Now, no idea, okay? I had absolutely, genuinely no idea who he was, what his pedigree was. The dairy farmer then just went off the scale. CS item, you know, worked out what his running development was.
Stalked him on Facebook.
Yeah, he did it. No, he did. He genuinely did.
Yeah.
And he was like going through, he says, I must have got 8 phone calls once this. So when I say it blew up, this blew up between the dairy farmer and me in about 8 phone calls. Because I don't understand the significance of running an 8:11 3,000 meters. Right?
That's quick, man.
Yes, but how quick is the question? So I want you to now tell me, and you can't use his name, who are the top 5 fastest running triathletes at the moment, male?
In the world?
Okay. No, New Zealand. Let's go New Zealand to start with. Eh? Let's just focus on New Zealand.
Hayden Wild.
Yep. Yeah. Who's the second Taylor fastest Reed. Runner? Taylor Reid. Yep. Fair enough. Fair enough. He will be the second fastest.
Yep. Actually, I'll tell you what, I was just looking at the bloody Try NZ high performance squad this afternoon. And,
yes.
And, the names have bloody escaped me.
Yeah.
Saxon Morgan.
Yeah. Morgan Saxon. Yeah.
That's all I got.
Okay, yeah. So the Dargaville dairy farmer has gone out on a limb, and we need to have like a go to our Facebook page after each posting where everyone is welcome to disprove anything we say, right? Dargaville dairy farmer says that him running an 8.11 on the track makes him faster than every New Zealand triathlete apart from Hayden Wild.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
That makes him faster than, wait for it, Paul Amey.
He doesn't think Paul Amey would have run.
Yeah, you see what I mean? He doesn't think Paul Amey would have run an 8.11.
See, when you compare it to the likes of Taylor Reid and like you can put him up against the likes of Hayden Wild. Now, clearly Hayden Wild's faster, but for us making a comparison, as soon as you mention the name Paul Amey, then you're like, okay, holy shit, this kid's fast.
That's what we're talking about. That's the speed we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're talking about Paul Amey fast. Okay.
Yeah.
He did that on the track. I don't even know how old he is. He might be 20, 21 or something. Dairy Farmer said he was basically, he had this even progression through his, I don't know where he finds this shit out, man. His progressions were dropping evenly, sort of like from 15 to 18 or 19, he's going, and it was blowing his mind at the level of consistency he was improving at. It wasn't like he was like, the Sam Tanner as a 15-year-old. He just progressively got better and better and better and better. Okay. Here's another one. Here's another question for you. James Corbett or Hayden Wild, who's faster in the pool?
I want to say James Corbett.
You're correct to say James Corbett. We're again leaving this open for someone to come and dispel the myth, but this kid can swim as fast. And look, to be fair, Haydo, his swim's not his strength, right? He's a superman on the bike and superman on the run.
No, that's not his
absolutely right. Yeah. But this is about just how quickly that James Corbett, I don't know anything about him, because up until the dairy farmer's head exploding, I had no idea who he was. Just didn't even know he was on the radar, didn't even know he existed, right? So we've got a kid that's 20 years of age, right, that can swim faster than Hayden Wild. And again, that's subjective to, being proven, and can run. He's not as fast as Haydo on the track, right? But he's up there with the fastest runners in the world. And I think it kind of leads into that whole thing now that at ITU level and Olympic level, you've got to basically be able to run in your country's national champs 5,000 meter race, and you should be winning it. You know, that's why Hayden Wild could go and turn up, and maybe, I think he was the 3,000 meter champion prior to this. I'm not sure. My memory's pretty shitty, right? But that's the sort of level and the caliber of running that Hayden Wild's got. Okay. So is this
Corbett kids is one of CK's?
Yeah, one of CK's boys.
CK's crews, right?
So fucking typical fucking CK. I try to get some information out of them, you know. And mate, it's like trying to get an answer out of a Cheshire cat. Big fucking grins and no answers. Yeah. Nothing. He's about as communicative as a cat is CK. So I swear to God, he's Jacinda's script writer. What do they call him? That's CK for you. So he tells you nothing you ever want to know about. But
he's like Winston Peters then.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's the coaching version of Winston Peters. So you get nothing out of him.
Peters, yeah.
So so basically what I've then tried to do is CSI. So I'm now going to take us into the second step of this. I'm calling this the explainer part of the episode. We're two numpties, the legit numpties. Like, I'm numpty one and you're numpty two. With the greatest respect,
two.
Rob's the expert commentator, right? You're me, the color guys.
100%.
Yeah. We know our place, right? We know our place. Okay. Yeah. So I've tried to work out using what's on the Try and Z website. And so I'm going to ask, well, this is why I say this is a big pants conversation. Do you?
Sure.
So we've got a kid. Sorry, I apologize. JC. Well, they don't nickname him. JC? That's not a bad nickname. Should we just call him JC? I don't know. JC doesn't sound that.
Can we call him
not JC? Corbo? Corbo. Yeah, let's go with Corbo. Corbo. Yeah, I like Corbo. Let's go with Corbo.
Yeah.
So Corbo is current. Is okay. So, and all you've seen, we saw New Zealand's number two male triathlete get spanked on the track by 40 seconds by a nobody. And to be fair, Dizzy may have had a bad race.
An up and comer.
What's that? But you got beaten by an up here. Yeah. Corby's an up and comer. But this up and comer didn't just beat him. He fucking destroyed him.
Yeah.
Sorry, the track's the race of truth. There's just nowhere to hide, right? Poor bastard. You're having a bad day.
No, that's right.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
it's the wrong place to have a bad day.
Exactly.
Especially when it's the national champs. Yep. And to be fair to Corby, he hung in there to that last lap until those fast boys turned up, mate. They just lit it up, eh? It was really cool to watch how fast they ran. Well, they didn't run away from him. They took, I suppose. They took 11 seconds out of him.
Yeah.
And probably.
Well, when you look at that, if we just go back to that race for a second.
Yeah.
So there was about 30, let's say 30 odd people that started that race.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's just say 30, just for argument's sake.
Yeah.
So it's just 30 guys on the track, right? It's a lot of people on the track. They split it up into two. They came together for about the first 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
They all ran together. And then after about the 4.5 minute mark, they split like
it disintegrated.
The big boys carried on.
Yeah.
And everybody else just went backwards.
Well, Corby hung with that bunch.
With that group.
Basically, till about with 500 or 600 to go when, you know, he just doesn't, I don't know what speed they run those last laps in, but he couldn't hold that speed. But those boys dragged him around to an 8.11, which, as I say, is Paul Amey fast. And he's only 20 years old.
Oh, yeah, it's quick.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's quick.
So there's a little bit of luck involved in 3,000 meter running, and there's a little bit of tactics. So you've got to realize once the kick starts, if that little breakaway starts to get ahead and you don't get on it, or if you're not in the middle of it, as soon as it starts to break away and you lose that, it's like losing the draft in the peloton. You'll never get back on.
There is
a little bit of luck.
I would say though that he hung in there. He hung tough. An 8 minute 11 second 3,000 meters. Now, you could also probably argue, with the greatest respect to Taylor Reid, this is a toughie I'm going to say here, the Dargaville dairy farmer would say he thinks that at best Taylor Reid might have an 8.30 in him. He doesn't think Taylor Reid's got a sub 8.30. This kid just ran an 8.10.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
he might be right. He might be right. I mean, what you got to remember is Taylor Reid, his strength is first and foremost. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he's world class,
yeah.
Right? No, and I'm going to temper this and say I'm not at any stage am I trying to beat up on Taylor Reid, not for a second, right? But I'm just saying on the track, he guts it out, he put it out there, might have had a bad day, he got smoked.
Then have a look at what Taylor Reid's longevity is at sort of, let's say, Olympic level.
Sure.
Or an Olympic cycle, and what his role is in an Olympic team.
Absolutely.
Now, he's not there to win medals, is he?
Yeah. So that leads me to the second part of this first part of this podcast. And that is Manchester Commonwealth Games this year. And it's in, I actually put it on my notes, but of course.
Melbourne.
No, you dick. It's in Birmingham.
Birmingham.
We're going to try to act like we kind of know what we're talking about.
Is it in
It's a Birmingham.
Glenham? Glenham.
Yeah.
Birmingham.
That's right. They've got to flood the creek. Special. It's in Birmingham. That was one of the good ones.
It's in Birmingham.
I can't do it. It's in
Liverpudlian.
It's in May, June. Don't be lazy. Someone can look it up and I don't know. I had the date of it.
Everybody's got Google, Hooksy. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's right. It's in the European, the one day that England's going to have a summer.
Yeah.
That's when it's
Let's
on.
Just say, if you actually care about the Commonwealth Games, fucking look it up.
Yes. So next question for you then, Brookie. What is the distance?
Yeah.
What is the distance that they race?
Fuck, are they doing a sprint?
Yep.
Yeah, sprint distance.
It's a sprint.
They're not doing Olympic distance, yep. Are they?
Yep. So this is me doing some actual research for a change.
Yeah.
Because that was a fascinating question for me, right? Fascinating question. Okay. So we've worked out it's in Birmingham. It's this year, right? How many spots is New Zealand entitled to?
Four.
Three men, three women.
Oh, three men, three women.
Yep.
Okay.
So three people.
So six in total.
Six.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Excuse me for that. That was terrible.
It's not a lot.
Okay, so we've got three spots available. Do you know the criteria it takes to be selected for the Commonwealth Games team triathlon?
God, if it's got anything to do with Tri NZ, it's going to be about six pages long.
Yeah, it is. It genuinely is. And this is me. And honestly. You can download the documents on their website. Fuck me.
Yeah.
It was written by a lawyer. Party of the first part, party of the second part, the party of the third part. Subsection A.
And you got to have ranking points within a certain monthly month period.
Yeah. So here we go. To explain to you how you qualify for the New Zealand triathlon team to race at the Comm Games in Birmingham. Are you ready? First,
fire away. Yeah,
you must
fire away.
Finish top three, and not one, but two World Tri Series events.
Fuck me.
Under that criteria, Hayden Wild hasn't qualified.
Hayden Wild still hasn't qualified.
Bronze medalist Hayden Wild hasn't qualified for this team, right? Because they did count. They counted the Olympic Games bronze medalist. They said, oh, okay, we'll give you that. We'll count that as one of your races. So he's qualified there, but that's still not good enough. He still hasn't qualified because he's got to do it twice. Now, outside of Olympics, Hayden Wild's never made it to the podium of a world triathlon event. Okay?
No, WTS? No, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the criteria, right? This is just, you can't make this shit up. That's the first step. And I go, okay, Jesus. Well, if you can't make that, then... I can't even read my own notes.
They've then got to do a
World Tri Series event that is nominated as the event. And my understanding was that event was the Oceania Champs this year. Hey,
that was that in Taranaki or was that in Australia?
It was a Taranaki or was it in Australia or wherever it was. So, Brookie, is it on? No. So we're currently in a situation where New Zealanders cannot qualify for their own Commonwealth Games teams. And
I mean, Tri NZ slowly destroying the sport through their own criteria.
Jesus Christ. So third, there's the third and final criteria. Is where they can select the team at their discretion. Now, I probably got this partly wrong. And I might, yeah, what does that fucking mean?
Just,
so This is getting good, right? This is getting really good. Yeah. That's what why I said this is a big pants, serious conversation. Okay. So the third part of it is at the discretion of the selectors. They have to then forward it to the New Zealand Olympic Games Committee. Right?
Fine.
Now, the New Zealand Olympic Games Committee have turned around, and my understanding is they've said, we don't count any fucking races in New Zealand. They've got to be WTC official events. Oh, right?
Sweet Jesus. Yeah.
And there aren't any.
No.
Okay, so you can see where I'm leading. That's why this is the first part of the podcast, is I'm trying to direct this whole conversation. Because this, to be honest, I'll stay with what we're doing. I think we're doing an okay job as two numpties trying to explain this. You can see where I'm leading with this, right?
I know where you're leading.
I'll tell you where we're heading. We're heading to Emma Carney country.
I've got the simplest answer.
We're heading to Emma fucking Carney country. That's where we're heading.
Yeah.
Right? Over the selection of our Comm Games team. And at the moment, and this is only I'm like you, right? We're social media savvy. I'm pretty shit, to be honest. But so we follow everything and everyone we can. That's to do with the sport, because that stops us pretending that there's a real world out there, right?
World out there, yeah.
Did you know any of this?
I mean, I knew that they had some really weird criteria to get selected for, I mean, Commonwealth Games, Olympic Games, Commonwealth Games. I mean, I already knew that the Olympic Games selection stuff existed. And so I've wrapped my head around that. The Commonwealth Games, now that you've told it to me, makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
None. Not a fucking donut.
Absolutely none. First of all, forget the fact that we're living in this stupid COVID bloody...
Yeah. Oh, North Korea. Know. Yeah, we're living in North Korea at the moment.
Bloody...
Yeah, North Korea.
The People's Republic of New Zealand, right, at the moment, where even if they did have these races that we could go to try and qualify, we couldn't get to them or get home, for that matter.
Yeah.
So just, it blows my mind. Like, what... Just have the third criteria where you've got selectors that say, hey, let's have a look at these guys' results over the last years based on what they've done. Let's include local races as well, because let's face it, it doesn't matter what race you're doing. Let's have a look at the times they're doing. And failing that, let's have a look at the other events they're doing, like the New Zealand 3,000 meter champs, like, I don't know, any of the guys doing the open water swimming champs, any of the guys, I mean, even... Not that he would be selected, but Mike Phillips, who did the tour down, and Rob was part of that. You guys did a podcast about that. So
short, you know, answer
any of the
is
guys that were involved.
Your short answer is fuck knows.
Hey, yeah,
fuck
just,
knows.
Just like fuck do, knows. Just have selectors just go. Actually, these guys have been performing really well. Here's our team. Go to the New Zealand Olympic Committee and say, here's our team for Manchester. And they go, sweet, thanks very much.
Here's one big mega issue for me, Brookie. This is the next statement is the crux of this whole podcast and why I think it's a serious one. Okay?
Yep.
If you go down to level 3 and it's up to the discretion of the selectors, it becomes subjective. Simple as
100%.
That.
Of course it does.
And we are back in Ward taking Triathlon New Zealand to whoever it was over Olympic selections straight away. Now they will turn around and go, okay, it's COVID. What can we do? It's COVID. Boo fucking who, it's COVID. Right? That's what they'll say.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that's what they'll say. But check this out, right?
Yeah.
The weekend of my half Ironman was a pretty significant junior race. Now, that race was put on by a club in the Manawatu, and they got the best juniors, including James Corbett, who won the bloody thing, right, to that event.
Yeah.
No selectors there, no high-performance people there, fucking nothing. Nothing. Not a fucking donut, right?
Yeah.
This is about, this whole podcast is about one thing, athlete wellness, right? about this is about about I'm saying if Try and Z don't get their fucking shit together soon, not late, I'm talking about right now, right? We are going down the road of we're going to Emma Carney country, and heaven forbid, I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but we've seen tragic consequences when selections are made that don't have to be objective are made objectively, right? I mean, you know, I'm talking about Olivia Popham. That's where it gets, we're starting to wander 100% into that country. Because here's what I'm saying right now to you,
Ricky,
that number two in this country isn't Hayden, isn't Taylor Reid. It's not Gizzy Boy. It's James Corbett. Right now, why shouldn't James, what has James Corbett done wrong to not even be mentioned? When that was why I went through that whole rigmarole of making you watch the video. Because we didn't know he fucking existed, right?
Had no idea. I mean, I've heard the name, but that's about it. Like, no, I couldn't tell you what he looks like. I couldn't have picked him out in that race.
No, I still can't.
All I've done is I know I've heard his name. So,
right.
I've got imagine being James Corbett's
parents right now. They know that the comm games are there, and currently, it looks like he's got zero fucking chance of making that team.
Oh, zero.
Zero fucking chance.
But it's so. I mean,
it could be solved.
Just thinking about it now,
it could be solved so easily.
I've solved it.
What?
I've solved it for you.
Well, go.
So all you have to do is you have to give everyone ranking points the same way that they do points for the decathlon.
But there's nowhere to race, Brooklyn. Right? It's the season's over.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You can race any race you want, and it's based on your times through various events. Or you can
I hear what you're saying.
So if you let's say you do a 15-minute 5K off the bike, you get X amount of points. If you do a 16-minute 5K, you get X amount of points, right? And obviously, the faster you go in each discipline, the points add up. And then you take the average of those points or add up the points over the three disciplines, and you can take an average of them over three or four races. And it doesn't matter where in the world you race, you take those points based on your times. And obviously, the faster you are, then you put them... And then you're ranked. You're a ranked athlete. So you're NZ number one based on your ranking points. And the more you race, the better off you are in terms of lowering your points. Now, they don't add up. So you don't do four races and your points add up. All they do is they actually subtract.
Sure.
So if you did a 15-minute 5K off the bike in one race, and then next race you did a 14.5-minute 5K, well, those you would subtract the points off your previous points. And whoever's got the lowest amount of points at every given time is your ranked athlete, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And when it comes to selection time, you say you've got till April.
You're losing me.
You've got till April the 20th to get your ranking points in.
So
and then you're selected off that.
That wasn't quite five pages of legalese, I'll give you that. But you were losing me at the end of it. But what you're saying is that you're trying to locate events that they could do and work out some kind of formula. That to me is still subjective to some degree, because you're forced to go, what weight do we place on the swim? What weight do we place on the bike? And what weight do we place on the run? Right. And I'm placing fucking everything on the run. I'm sorry. If you can obviously swim to a certain standard. Okay.
Yeah.
Boom. I don't really care, because we know they're going to come back together.
Yeah.
Right.
There's certainly a lot more cleverer people out there that could. Yeah, that's right.
The two dopiest guys in triathlon trying to solve a problem that it's like triathlon pretending just doesn't exist.
But it shouldn't exist either.
Oh, I know that COVID's fucked things up, right? But rather than just say, "Oh, it's COVID, we can't do anything," I'll go fuck yourselves. I as an event producer, mate, I'm facing postponing 14 fucking events. I'm feeling pretty sorry for myself right now. You know, these podcasts are actually quite these podcasts are therapeutic, Rookie. They're fucking therapeutic, I tell you. It takes my mind off work for 10 minutes. Jesus Christ. Right? But what I don't know. So what my answer is a put up or shut up weekend. And you invite whoever the fuck you want. That weekend could be down at Kinloch. They could do it on a quiet road somewhere out the back where they do the swim and they all do the same swims. Marks gets set, go, they do the swim. Boom, they jump in their car, They go, they find a course similar to Manchester, whatever they want to do. They work, they're smarter than me. They can work this out. Boom, time trial, boys. They're doing a super league, basically, is what I'm saying, right? And then and then they get 10 minutes after they've done their warm down from the bike. Yeah, let's see he's got the fucking fastest run legs. Or you put the whole three together. Mm. You get a small spend a few grand on. I mean, this is a multi $100,000. This is there's $600,000 with the high performance money sitting there. They can afford $5,000 to close a fucking road in Kinloch on a 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, right? To hold a race for 30 totally. People. Okay, they can fit it in. So they've got they don't have to hold it until April, May. Yeah, they could race, go right up, find out who's got the best form as close as possible to Birmingham or whatever. Yep. But there's this, and they can let the public come along. Oh fuck me, I'd pack a lazy dozen of chili bin and cruise down to watch that. What's the best athletes in New Zealand trying to kill each other?
I'll tell you what, man. Try NZ missed a trick with this cycle of Commonwealth Games because it's perfectly placed right at the end of our season with enough gap for us to have like a full-on season of high-performance racing, a gap just before Comm Games to recover and then for them to peak again in May.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They missed it. They missed it.
So what I'm saying is, right, they have to have a put-up or shut-up race. They have to give James Corbett the chance to race for that spot. No subjectiveness involved at all. No subjectiveness involved at all. None whatsoever. Right? And that has to go. Has to fucking go. Right? There has to be a race for James Corbett to be able to race Taylor Reid and say, you know what, boy? You're great, Gizzy boy, but I'm number two. Or eyeball Hayden Wong and go, you know what, mate? You better not have a fucking shit swim because I might get away from you. And you're gonna be working your ass off to try and catch me. You know, or he bombs, gets nowhere, and doesn't make selection. Right? Because this is about his mental wellness. And about the other one, believe it or not, that the dairy farmer did his research on is Luke Scott. that's my mate, the commentator from Surfbreaker. Yeah. Kid's got gas, man.
Surfbreaker,
Kid's got gas.
Yep.
Kid's got gas. He can run as well. Right? So, but these two kids, Jesus, they're 20-year-olds, whatever, right? These two young triathletes, right, are being shut out of the selection process or not thought about. Because I can say that. You know why? Because I've tried to find an answer to that.
Yeah.
And there's no answer fucking anywhere. Nothing. Crickets. Big donut on the Try NZ website. High performance. There's four people working for high fucking performance. Work out how to update your fucking website. Tell us what you're doing. Tell us what the plans are. Because we're invested in these athletes, right? We're invested in these athletes. They're our athletes. That's what you want from us tragic triathletes. You're probably not quite as tragic as I am. I'm legit triathlon tragic, right? And then that's our job is to invest in invest in athletes. And when I say invest, I mean, you know, I always invested in Ulrika, not Armstrong. You know, I was a Doherty, not Carter sort of thing. You know, I'm sure you've got your baseball teams or whatever, right? We invest in them.
Yeah.
Now, what we don't know, we until today, you and me still can't pick James Corbett out of a lineup. But he could be our number two. So if we don't know, and we kind of are up with the play, how the fuck does the rest of New Zealand know about these up-and-coming kids?
Now, I guarantee you, if you ask probably 100 triathletes out there, I guarantee you probably 99.9 of them would go, who the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly. Unless they're juniors and they're racing in the junior program. Then they would know each other.
If you look at the Try NZ website and you have a look at the high performance carded development athletes tier 3.
Oh, okay. I'm with you. Hang on. I don't want to hit pause. I'm terrified I'm going to fuck it up. Triathlon. Stay with us, listeners. I'm going, where am I going, Brookie?
High performance carded.
I'm on the top level website. Where am I going? Quick, we're going to lose our listener.
Yeah, national teams. National teams.
New Zealand elite.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, New Zealand elite.
Yeah. Athlete profiles.
Yep. Athlete profiles.
Yeah. Tier 3.
Tier 3.
Okay. Andrea Hewitt, Hannah Kingston, Saxon Morning, Bria Roderick, Janos Staffenberg. For fuck's sake.
Now,
he's not even there.
When was the last?
He's not even fucking there. I'm talking about a fucking phantom. rookie.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a fucking Phantom that ran 8.11 on the track.
So we've got an amazing athlete in Andrea Hewitt.
Just make sure he's not in tier two. Hang on. Make sure he's not in tier two. Nah, he's not in tier two.
Nah, he's not. He's not
tier two. Oh, he's not. No. For fuck's sake. Or development athletes. Maybe development. Development.
No.
Sarah McClure, blah, blah, blah. Will Taylor. He's not even in the. He's not even there. He's not even in Triathlon New Zealand's website showing their development athletes. Will Taylor, Alec Brackenbury, Olivia Cummings, Sophie Spencer, Sarah McClure, Ivan, you know, I'm shit reading names. Grayson Westgate, Jack Staple, Sam Parry, Madison Knightley. He's not there. And nor, by the way, nor is Luke Scott.
No. So whether or not the website hasn't been updated or they just he's not on their radar, I don't know.
I mean, it just goes on and on. I mean, I don't want to be New Zealand's Emma Carney, right? But I do. Mm. I will draw the line at athlete wellness, and we must never repeat the fiasco that was the Sam Ward non-selection.
Yeah, exactly.
Never happened. And the one thing I'm going to say, and I've got to say this so carefully that it's not controversial, but it should be, right?
Mm.
I like Stephen Sheldrake. He's a good guy. I really like the guy.
Oh, top notch.
He absolutely fucking great guy, Boodle. But he needs to resign. Yeah, you know, he does one of two things. He either resigns as Taylor Reid and is he coach ANC Thorpe? Rob, we don't have Rob here to check it. Fact check me.
Yeah, Rob can fact check.
Rob can fact check me, right? But let's just go with Taylor Reid. Okay, he is Taylor Reid's coach. He is also he is part of Triathlon New Zealand's high performance. Now I lost the bloody page under staff. Check this out, right? He is the general manager of performance, Hamish Carter. He's number two. Mm-hmm. He's the national performance manager. His roles at Triathlon New Zealand include, wait for it, selection and appeal support. If you want to know, if you want a case study in conflict of interest, that's one right there.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm sorry. And I love the guy, right? So he should straight away, how that was allowed to happen in Try and Z is wrong, right? I love the work he's doing. I personally think that, and this is my own personal opinion, is that he needs to be given a truckload of money because he's doing great stuff. Get on with coaching your athletes. Stay the fuck away from this shit, right? Same with CK. Yeah. He's getting the results. He gets a fuck ton of money. Yeah. Well, fuck ton of money. You know, he gets a chance to pay his mortgage is what I'm saying, right? That both him and – because I would say exactly the same thing if that was CK that was on the selection process involved in high performance, and all of a sudden magic, you know what I mean? Here's the thing. I am not for a second saying that there's anything dodgy going on. Not for a fucking second am I saying.
No.
But I'm just saying that you want to make alarm bells ring like Big Ben at midnight? Yep. Okay, that's how you do it. That he needs to be Triathlon. The first thing that the CEO needs to do is say, I love you, Stephen Sheldrake, but you're gone. And the only reason you're gone is because you're the coach of Hayden Wild. You can't be involved at a selection. Anything to do with the word selection must not include his name. You know, just can't. Yeah. I don't know whether he could probably be involved in some other facet, age groupers, whatever. Still, he's got so much to give the sport and gives
the sport. It's like the dad that has his son in the team and then he ends up getting most valuable player at the end of the year. You know?
Yeah, it's just and it's not that's on that's I yeah that's right. It looks that way. That's all it is that it looks that way. And if we're going to go down the road again, which we are, because there's no other possible way of selecting the Commonwealth Games team, right? Without having, he's not a selector. Sure. I get that, right? He's not the selector.
Yeah. Nah.
Doesn't matter. When you've got two of your athletes in that team and one of them was, you know, was subject to a appeals process, it makes it tough. Yeah. By all means, maybe it would solve it. Maybe even Stephen Sheldrake can stay there if the selection process was based around a put up or shut up there's your race.
Put up or shut up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get it on. And he can put his boy up against James Corbett and Luke Scott. And let's find out who the top triathletes are. And for this year, especially because we're all stuck in New Zealand, they're all stuck, a whole lot of them, right?
Yeah.
They're all in the same environment. There's no reason why they can't try and solve the fucking problem. We'll solve it. Get on with it, right? Because I genuinely, I can't believe the dairy farmer dragged me down this fucking rabbit hole. But, you know, because he's excited, right? No, he's genuinely excited. Yeah. Because this kid, James Corbett, put up or shut up at the New Zealand 3,000 meter champs.
Yeah.
And it ran 8:11. And no one knows.
Interesting to see what he
does. It's just this bizarre.
Does over 5,000 meters.
Yeah. It's just this bizarreness around what we've got. I don't know whether TriNZ have got something planned, whether you're right. The website just might not have been updated. I mean,
possibly, yeah.
What's that? There's been no.
I mean, you can only go with the information that's in front of you at the moment, though.
That's right. Do you know? That's right. I wonder. Yeah. I wonder whether this is looking like a Sam Osborne 2.0, and we are genuinely 100% in Emma Carney country.
Yeah.
What else has this kid got to do?
I'm in two minds about that whole appeal process.
You think about what the kid just did, right? He ran as fast as Paul Amy in a 3,000.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're told, go fuck off because you can't qualify. It's just, well, I can't qualify anywhere. There's no races to do. I'm not allowed. I can't go to the country. There's no races for me to do anywhere. You can't. He's snookered. He's fucking snookered. He's easily, by running that 8:11, he's easily reached the fucking criteria to get on the radar. But who knows
this
high performance team? Sorry?
How old is he?
I don't know, 20, 21?
So how old was Paul Amy when he was running that quick?
I don't know. I don't know whether the...
It would have been older.
Yeah, it's exactly right. The dairy farmer says he's faster than Paul Amy. That's what he's saying.
Mm.
He's faster than Paul Amy at a younger age, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
And he's probably the second fastest, faster than Hamish Carter, faster than Bevan Doherty, faster than Gemmell. Faster than all of them, you know.
Yeah,
and that wasn't just a. You can't bullshit that time.
No,
right. You can't.
But, I mean, fast is good. Fast is good, but consistently fast is what you want.
Yeah, yeah. You well, know,
you want to be doing that,
and he has been doing it, and the kids also, and Corby is also he's running the mile. Yeah.
Corbo
he's running a mile. Corbin. Yeah. I can't even remember his name.
Corbo.
Corbo.
Yeah.
Corbo is running the mile champs, some mile champs this week. You know?
He's
putting it out there, eh?
Sub 4.
Nah, you won't go sub 4. But, you know, he could go sub 4:10 maybe. Dairy Farmer thinks he's maybe got a 4.5 in him. Which I understand that's pretty
Nick
fucking
Willis,
fast.
Nick Willis is trying to go sub 4 for about the 20th year in a row.
Yeah. So, you know,
Let's see if he can pull that off in more ways than one.
So the dairy farmer pointed that out. The dairy farmer pointed out that Nick Willis ran 8:59 just like last week for 3,000.
Yeah.
This kid's 10 seconds slower than Nick Willis over 3,000 meters at the moment. Admittedly. Yeah. Nick Willis is as old as Farlap, but fuck me, he's still got some gas, that boy. Jesus. So that's my point. Can you see why I said this is a big pants podcast?
It is. And I mean, TriNZ, you know, they had plenty of they knew that this summer was going to be
tits up.
There wasn't going to be any racing. You know, it was going to be tits up, right? So they had the opportunity to change their criteria. They could have changed their constitution. They could have had a special AGM to put some amendments in their selection criteria and say, hey, look, for Com Games, we need to amend, you know, amendment A14-B, blah, 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 blah. And this is what we're going to do. And at least, even if it was a shitty way to select the race and we might have gone, that's the stupidest way to select a team, at least we would have had a way to select them that was down on paper rather than just going with the same old where it wasn't workable because it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, I'd go so far as to say, based on one performance, that CK needs to get hold of world's fastest Māori, Chris McCormick.
Yeah.
Mecca.
Yeah. Old,
at Super Mecca. League. Yeah. And say, hey, mate, come on, how about a wild card for this kid? You know, because that was how Hayden Wild got started. You know,
yeah.
Let's give this kid a wild card. I'm quite enjoying putting the heat on our high performance triathlon New Zealand high performance. I'm not putting the heat at all on the work they do with age groupers or clubbies. I won't go down that road, right? Yeah. Like, you know, this is about saying there's this Haydo got them all this extra money. What are you doing about it? Why are we not putting? I mean, you would think that the place you would blood, I don't know whether they'd be allowed to, but I'd put Taylor into the mixed relay, and put two young pups in with Hayden into the like James. I'd already picked my team.
Yeah,
it's Hayden Wiles, James Corbett, and Luke Scott, and those two puppies are sent there to throw them into the fucking deep end. And I'm saying that they're far. I'm saying these kids are faster than Saxon Morgan, and McCulloch. Who's the other?
He was up. It was just up on my screen.
McCulloch. I'm saying that these two kids are faster than Saxon Morgan, and I can't think of his name. You know what I mean? Trying to find it on the high performance thing.
Yep.
Yeah, no. For sure. He's not even on there.
The other thing,
holy fuck, he's not even on there.
No, other thing you've got to remember too is Comm Games and Olympic Games are a completely different kettle of fish. It's just another race, some people say.
Totally.
But no, it's a completely different kettle of fish. It's 2 weeks, the atmosphere, the games village, the distractions, all the other sports. So you almost have to send at least one person who you think, maybe they're not going to do any good this time around, but you have to send that one kid or that one athlete who, you know what, on the next cycle, this kid actually might be worth investing in. Let's 100%. Let's give that athlete the experience of the environment of Commonwealth Games or Olympic Games in that cycle so that they know what it's about. So the next time round, when they're going to be one of our potential medal prospects, they've got that experience and they're used to it and they're not just overawed by the whole thing, because man, it's going to be a real eye-opener for your first time Comm Games, Olympic Games athletes when you get there.
I completely agree. I mean, you know, what this is about is we are staring down the barrel, and the same could apply for the girls as well, 100% the women's as well. If they were to have this put up or shut up race, right? Ainsley Thorpe had to put up or shut up to get that number two spot. And all of them know that this race is going to be held in the fucking freezing cold Lake Taupo, and it probably can't really be held much later than, unless they do a pool-based race. I don't know where there's a pool-based, they do the pool swim. They all do it. They have to do like a TT in the pool. And then it's a bike and run TT somewhere else that afternoon, right? And then you can combine the two times. That way you can just get through the logistics of how to make it happen. But let them put up or shut up. And the closest I've got to seeing that, and this is where I need to defend Taylor Reid here, right? He did exactly that at Surfbreaker. He proved he was the clear number two, although James Corbo didn't turn up. Corbo didn't race. Corbo didn't race it.
No.
You know, and Luke Scott, for some reason, didn't race it either. So the one time when you really wanted to see these kids perform, right, and put up stuff. But again, right, this isn't Try and Z organising this. This is a fucking Tauranga Tri Club putting on a race. You know, that's how that race is on. The week before these young kids were racing was in the Manawatu. That was a Tri Club organising this. Who is continually missing in action throughout this whole podcast? We must be pushing an hour now. It's probably time to wrap it up. But who is missing in action through this whole podcast? High performance.
Yeah.
High performance, New Zealand. Yeah. 100%.
Where are the high performance guys at the races watching what's going on?
Yeah. So I'm gonna wrap it up for now. This is part one. This is the explainer. And we're going to follow it. Now that you've had a chance to think about what we've discussed, you've got to now come up with better solutions than your five-pager you gave me.
To be fair,
your five-pager, it wasn't swimming in Blenheim for an Ironman. It wasn't that bad, but it was your homework just got thrown back at you.
Probably needs a little bit more thought because I only just thought about it like right now.
As you would. Whereas I've had the dairy farmer ring me six times a day. I'm a
real problem solver
over this. Yeah. I've had the dairy farmer ring me. That was why I threw you under the bus a bit, but I thought the best way to explain the significance of this is to try and convey what I think is the seriousness of the fact that. Yep. Is Triathlon New Zealand heading into Emma Carney country? Yep. And if they select this Congames team based on
five times a day,
what's that? Sorry,
cows get milked today, or did
the, oh
or
no? Listen, no, seriously, I can hear the milking machine in the background. So he puts his headphones on, and so he's milking away, but he's on the phone, and he's just gone off the radar. Okay, but you know, I just think that this is so. Important that it's helped me cast it out. If they choose to select the Commonwealth Games team based on a subjective opinion and not on performance, we are officially in Emma Carney country. There you go.
And especially because their whole ethos is around Olympic and Commonwealth Games medals.
Yeah,
That's their whole thing.
Fuck yeah.
Like, that's their whole funding base. Like, all their funding is based around that. So, if they're not getting Olympic Games and Commonwealth Games medals, they don't get funding. So,
it's almost like that high performance is like a secret society where you've got to solve cryptic puzzles to get into it. So, I'll wrap it up for this. This is the part one. And we'll see. We might do part two, maybe do part two tomorrow or Wednesday, and then
I did have just one thing before you go.
Yeah.
And it's completely sort of aside, but Commonwealth Games related. So now that it's a sprint triathlon,
yes,
would you rather see the current format, swim, bike, run, group start, massive peloton on the bike, and then whoever the fastest runner is, or send them off in individual start times 2 minutes apart and it's an individual time trial?
I'm with you, Brookie. They got to shake. That's a good one. Let's discuss that one. The format for it. I mean, Super League have shown triathlon that there are other ways to skin a cat, right? I can't recall what my favorite Super League one. It was the swim bike run, I think was the best one, wasn't it? They didn't stop.
It was one where they didn't stop.
I mean,
I love Super League. I love Super League. Yeah. I love it. But I'm also a purist.
Yeah. Look, to be fair, I'd rather watch a sprint than a standard race. But I mean, that would even suit these young pups even more, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I don't mind the sprint distance. The distance is not a problem, but don't you miss the day where it was the strongest swimmer, cyclist, and runner? Fastest runner.
Yeah. I mean,
if they can do an individual time trial on the bike, why can't they do an individual time trial for the triathlon? The roads are closed.
That's true. Yeah. So you can try and solve that one as well. Come back to us for the analysis part of this in part two of the podcast. All right, cue the music.
All right, mate. See you, mate.
What'd you think of that?
Yeah, that's some heavy shit, man.
It was, eh?
Holy smokes. I mean, I've heard the name, but I don't know who that kid is, but fuck, that kid can run.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Holy smokes.
So we had Sid bubbling underneath. We're all going, oh, my God, New Zealand's a one-trick pony with Hayden. Yeah, maybe not, eh? But how do we know? Yep. We don't fucking know. Because he's locked in fucking North Korea. And no one's trying to let him out. All right, man. I'll leave you to it. Oh, he's gone.